Hi, welcome to A Couple of Snacks. My name is Bettina.
And I'm Adrian, and this is going to be our new podcast. Sorry, I don't know what that
Yeah,
joke
me
was.
too.
So a couple of snacks pod. This is something that we wanted to start, just a little way to document, or kind of like journal our own little way of journaling, kind of just our lives. We both just turned 29, and as we age, we kind of have worse memories. Worse memory, having a hard time remembering, like, I guess kind of like what life was like in our 20s. We just wanted a way to be able to kind of remember like what we're going through and how we're feeling. Pretty much literally like a vocal diary.
And I just wanted to use this diary as a way to like appreciate life together because we both live such a, we're so grateful to have such an amazing life and like especially living life together, like it's just great. Living life with the love of my life, like it's just something I want to be more present in, or like something I want to look back into.
And even if and I feel like even if times aren't the greatest, or if you're like not going if you're kind of going through it, I feel like even then it's still nice to look back on and kind of like realize that you conquered these challenges in your life. So if you notice that we're sitting in Bettina's Tesla, we thought that it would be a good time to, like, I don't know, like, just since we're already together and we're like, instead of like being on our phones or like watching something on Netflix, we could do something a little fun, and this is something that we have talked about doing in the past. Like Bettina said, we do like the conversations that we have together, so why not record it, make a cool little podcast out of it. And I don't know, sounds like a fun time, so
And
hopefully.
it's like why don't we kill two birds with one stone? Like we're charging our car and we're already like sitting down and
So you're saying, since we're here already.
yes, honestly. And it's a good like 30, 40 minutes, sometimes even 50. Like that's the length of what you're gonna get when you watch this or
Yeah,
listen to
this
this,
is gonna be raw, unedited, all of our thoughts and feelings, just kidding, in our podcast episode. So yeah. I guess we could start just a little bit about ourselves. Just get an idea of like who we are.
I'm getting nervous. I hate talking about myself.
I don't know, like if you were like making a friend, like what interest would you kind of share? What do you think you would be like excited about?
Okay, can you go first? 'Cause so we do this thing. We do this thing, like I'll be like Popcorn Adrian when I don't want to talk or like
Or read.
or read something out loud. I don't know, we just like to do things together. So like we'll be reading like a small article or something and like I'll like read a sentence and I'll be like Popcorn Adrian and then he'll like read off and then he'll just popcorn me back. So Popcorn Adrian.
Me. My name is Adrian. Civil transportation engineer in Los Angeles. I like Pokemon. I like to DJ. I like offline TV. I like YouTube. I like video games. That's something that me and Bettina share. We both are huge fans of League of Legends. Long time Iron players.
A long time playing, but not getting any better.
Yeah,
We
but
just do it to be with each other.
yeah, it's our like form of hanging out.
We're literally bot lane duo, like.
Dang, we literally were playing League since like college.
Yeah. It's crazy how we haven't changed our ranking. Yeah. And I literally play the same characters all the time. Yeah, like I have not the same changed three it.
Characters since like what 2017?
Yeah.
Dang. That's been like 8 years.
That's crazy.
8 years of misfortune, Ashe and Kai'Sa.
Yes, and Senna.
Not even Ashe.
I just started playing Ashe, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. How about you? What do you want to... Popcorn Bettina.
Hi, my name is Bettina. I don't know what to say.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
This is Bettina. She likes iced oat milk vanilla lattes. She likes Milo and Momo, our cat and our dog. She likes... she likes eating. She likes trying new foods. Hence the name Couple of Snacks. That's kind of where it started.
Yeah.
We both, quote unquote, it was mainly Bettina, ran a food Instagram page with the same name of Couple of Snacks. So that's kind of where we got our title from. Yeah, I think I don't want to speak for you.
I don't know. Like I feel like I'm really chill. okay, let's move on. I don't know. I'm like always down to do something or like down to like try new things.
She likes going to the gym.
Yeah.
She likes working out.
I like trying different like exercises or like different classes just to see like what vibe I like, you know. Yeah.
Would you say that you have a fandom? You have a fandom of anything? Like,
what is a fandom?
You know, you have your like Star Wars fans. You have your like.
Is the Sanrio a fandom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me show you guys my collection. Oh fuck! I don't have. Can I cuss on this? I don't have everything, but this is just two. I have Kuromi. And I have my Melody here. They're all from Hawaii. That's why they're very islandy. And I collected all of the different characters like throughout the year from Hawaii.
You like Labubu?
I love blind boxes. It's like gambling. You know, like you never know what you're going to get. It's like really exciting for me. And I like Smiskies. I think Smiskies are my, like, personalities in, like, one character and, like, different poses. Like, that's my personality. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess going off of, like, the name of the pod, Couple of Snacks, there's one segment that we did to implement. I like to call it Top 3. Maybe we'll come up with a better name. I kind of, like, goated. Like your top three blank. So how it's gonna work is that we're gonna shoot out a topic and we're both gonna give our top three. So for this episode, since it's our first podcast, the first episode of Couple of Snacks Pod, I wanted to shoot out the topic, our top three Filipino foods,
since we're both Filipino.
I don't know, did you want to do like Yeah. You can give your reason and why and everything.
Okay. My favorite Filipino. Do I just list like all three of them?
No, you go 3, 3, 2, 2, 1.
Okay. I would say. Wait, can you go first? Sorry.
No, I went first.
Go the third one. I have to think about my third one first. I only thought of the first two.
Oh, okay.
Like I one, two.
Thought of the first two.
yeah.
I think for me, number three would have to be caldereta. That's my number three, just because it's a very staple dish, very meat, potatoes, beef. I like beef. Just goes well with rice.
Just likes meat.
Yeah, one of my favorite calderetas is Bettina's dad's caldereta. Shout out. Ever since I started going to their family parties, that caldereta is just so lit. So if you know, you know.
Oh, fuck. I want to say I'm just thinking when I go to DJ Bibingkahan, like, what is my dish that I like to order?
Which part of the window pops out to me?
Which one do I always get? And I can only think of, oh, it's so basic though. I was going to say adobo, but I'm not going to say adobo. I want something like, oh, like normal people don't.
Oh yeah, I feel like adobo is such the,
yeah, that's a Filipino food,
to Filipino food
dish, and lumpia and pancit. Oh my gosh,
I love adobo.
Yeah, and I don't want to do any of those foods, so I will go for Bicol Express.
Whoa.
That will be my number three, only because I think sometimes when I eat it, it's just a little too oily or too fatty, and like I start feeling really nauseous.
Dang, you have to explain what Bicol Express is. I feel like not everyone even knows what that is.
Dang, that's rough. Okay, I think, okay, I don't know exactly what it's made out of. But it's pork, like little pieces of pork chopped up in like bagoong.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Don't know what bagoong is.
Oh
either.
My gosh, you guys have to try what is it called? Bagoongan?
Binagoongan?
Yes, that one. That one. Oh my god. Literally, my parents make the best one. It's so good. It's literally just pork sauteed in like
shrimp paste.
Yeah. Which is
bagoong.
Bagoong, yes.
So bagoong is shrimp. Is it like fermented shrimp paste?
Yeah, I think so.
And binagoongan is pork sauteed in bagoong.
Yes. And then Bicol Express is pork with bagoong, right? Or no?
I actually don't know what Bicol
Express is. Okay, I don't either, but I know there's coconut milk and it's like a thick, creamy, like pork dish with like a little bit of chilies and like.
Does your dad make that?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried his Bicol Express before. I should ask him.
I think that's a region in the Philippines, right? Bicol? Bohol?
Bicol. I think it's Bohol. Dude, we are not very cultured in our Filipino.
I think Bicol is a place.
Yes, I agree.
Jamie, fact check that.
Who's Jamie?
The Joe Rogan. He's like he's a guy behind the computer in like the Joe Rogan.
Oh, was that your like assistant?
Yeah.
Okay, now you know what? Now we're gonna go with Milo. Check that.
Milo, check that.
Number two.
For my number two, silog. For my non-Filipino listeners out there, that's fried rice, fried egg, and some type of protein. Oh, it has to be garlic fried rice.
Yes.
With a fried egg and some type of protein, preferably bangos. Bang silog.
They basically change the name of the dish, but keep the silog in the name. So like it'll be bang silog,
which is bangos. Oh, I don't know how to say the fried rice part.
Sinangag?
I can't say
sinangag.
It. Sinangag?
I think.
And then itlog, which is egg.
Yeah.
But it can also go with like longganisa, like long silog, tocino, tosilog, or what's the beef? Tapa. Tapa.
Oh my gosh. Have you tried my mom's tapsilog?
That's my number two.
My number two will be my dad's caldereta, and specifically my father's caldereta. Like, I just grew up eating that. Like, he knew that was my favorite caldereta ever. I mean, dish ever. So he'd always cook it for me, like back in the Philippines. I just remember my dad knew that I loved caldereta. Like, he knew that was my favorite. And then, even till this day, like, if he knows I'm going to go home to visit them, he'll make sure to cook me some caldereta. Yeah.
We always bring it home, and then
Yes.
it goes in the freezer, and
Don't
then no, I'm
expose
just
us.
saying that there's always like we always have some type of like
Yeah.
some ready to go.
Yeah. And like also like when we do go to my parents' house, we like overeat that one dish that we love because we never get it when we're back here. So then I eventually get sick of it. So that's why we just leave it in the fridge eventually and eventually goes bad. But yeah, so good.
I'd say my number one of all time is Kare Kare.
Get out of here.
That I think that one is like, if anyone knows me, they know how much I love Kare Kare.
From
I
where?
just love,
From where?
that's hard. I appreciate a good homemade Kare Kare because a good Kare Kare is really hard to make, and I feel like if it's good when it's homemade, then chef's kiss, you know.
Yes.
I personally just really love peanut butter. And a savory dish made with peanut butter is two thumbs up for me. How about you? What's your number one?
Actually, we really are in love because that is also my number one dish.
From where?
Unfortunately, it is Barrio Fiesta. It is not my father's, but my dad makes really good kare kare. Like really, really good kare
I would like you to ask Kare Kare,
kare.
because,
Tastes like Max's restaurant
yeah, she has like
food.
secret, she has a secret sauce from Max's. Yeah, and I feel like it's the one that she makes is homemade, so that one is pretty up there. My grandma's is really good too. It's a very like hard dish to make, so I feel like it was a kind of a special occasion type of meal. So yeah, shout out Kare Kare. If you haven't tried it, go to Barrio Fiesta for West Covina people. Do they have it at DJ Vivincahan?
Yeah, I think so, but probably not as good. Like Seafood City and like Dollar Hits. Kind of. I feel like it was like.
Not that good.
I mean, I feel like it's just because I know better, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like it just makes a difference.
And I feel like if you order Kare Kare at a restaurant, I think it has to be oxtail. Like,
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, my dad always says it has to be oxtail.
So good.
The Barrio Fiesta in Glendale, though, I remember it wasn't that
Hey, what?
Yeah, the Barrio, I think there's a Barrio Fiesta in Glendale, but it's just not as good as the Barrio Fiesta in West Covina.
You want to hear a funny story?
What?
My mom's, what is it? Wedding reception was at Barrio Fiesta in the
Oh, shit.
Philippines.
Oh, really? I thought it was the one in Glendale. Oh, wait, they got married in the Philippines, huh?
Yeah. And then
That's crazy.
when we went, oh yeah, when we went on our way to Thailand and we were at the airport, or Yanni picked us up from the airport, or we were going to the hotel thing. And she pointed it out. She was like, oh, that's the Barrio Fiesta your mom had her.
Oh, that's
And I was like, oh.
right.
Awkward.
That's so crazy. Dude, that dang, that place has been
Feel like we
around
should have
then.
eaten there. That'd been
I
so cool.
know. And take pictures or something
Yeah.
before it like closes or whatever. Like, when's the next time we're really gonna be in the Philippines?
Yeah. And then just taste the same food. Like,
Yeah, I bet it's so much cheaper. Here it's
it's
almost
not good,
100.
Mom. Why'd you choose this place?
She's probably gonna like come back with a smart comment.
Yeah. Tell us about your experience living in the Philippines.
Don't remember much because I was like up until 6, but I do remember.
Yeah, what's your like, yeah, what are some
I remember.
standout memories?
I remember. I don't know this. Like, I don't remember this, but my parents always. So, they had a restaurant back in the Philippines. And so, but they held it like home based, and they would just deliver the food that they cooked to the restaurant or to like whatever place that they feed. And like they specifically always tell me the story of when a rat Like I was sitting in a pot. Like I was just like sitting in a pot. I don't know why. I hope it was clean. But it was like called the red pot.
Fruit.
Like could it like all up on
Wings
me.
in your
Yeah.
food.
Ooh, I love this.
And the rat said, "What are we eating?"
Yeah. Like, hey, what are we eating? Yeah, and they just said, I mean, they just told me like a rat like would literally run across my body as a kid. Yeah, that's what they would tell me. It's just so crazy. Like now I'm such a germaphobe. Like I cannot imagine myself in that situation. But yeah, and I remember I'd go to school. I remember going to school. I was like bullied in school.
In the
Yeah,
Philippines.
by like these like twin siblings or something, and I remember that.
Dang, hurt people, hurt
I
people.
know. Man, they were jealous of my bangs, you know.
Dang, you're rocking
I
bangs
was
back in the
rocking
day.
bangs at that time. Yep. I
Dang.
was a bangs girl for sure.
So that was like what, first grade, 6 years old?
I moved here when I was six, so I was kindergarten. I think the Philippines is different. So then I was like in first grade back there. But fun fact. Okay, this is crazy.
Have I heard this before?
I don't remember. I feel like I have, but so I first got to America, right? And like I went to like a, let's just say I lived in like Culver City, like near Beverly Hills. Okay. Like grandma used to teach at a school, a Jewish school, and like she would bring me to school there. So anyway, that's the
Wait,
area.
so you went to the school that your grandma taught at?
No, sorry. She would just bring me there like 'cause someone had to watch me. So grandma would take me to school and just
Oh,
like go with her.
before you were school age.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about the time range, but I would just go there like and her students would just be around. Anyway. So wait, what was I?
Your grandma brought you to her school.
Just yeah, that's just like a reference to where we lived. Okay. Okay. So, when I moved here, they thought I was in first or second grade already when I moved here, and I was only like six. Or I don't know, but they just thought I was like really, really smart. Like I was able to do multiplication, like
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's a
do like
6-year-old?
cursive, yeah, as a 6-year-old.
That's like, yeah,
So
that's like
they,
second grade, right?
yeah, so they placed me in those classes and like blah, blah, blah. Like I was like doing the math and like the cursive and stuff. And then they realized like, hey, like you're not supposed to be here. Like
Well, that's
you're
crazy.
supposed to go to like first grade or
You've never
something.
told me this before.
Oh, really?
Dang, you could have skipped a
Dude, I
grade.
wish. And then we'd be together since back then. Just kidding.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, my parents and my family think I'm like a
Genius.
fucking genius, but I'm really not. Like I'm really not.
You ever go to the GATE program?
I don't think my school had that, to be honest, but I think my, 'cause I think we talked about this, like the GATE program kind of,
Is different from school to school.
no, like we, the GATE program kind of changed our like mentality. Like, okay, anyway, whatever, we'll get into that. But no, I don't think my school had a GATE program. But my family was like always praising me how smart I was. And like, I went to college and then I like didn't know I was like that smart. Like, you know, it's just like I was never like very boastful about it. Is that a word? I was never like bragging about how smart I was. I if anything, I was like more like shy about it and like I didn't like making people feel like they were lesser than me or like
What was your high school rank out of?
it was three.
Damn.
But then I had a boyfriend and then I went down to six.
Oh,
Yeah,
six.
but I mean still I had three like the whole entire like 3, 4 years, and then I graduated, and then I became six. But
Wait, you became six after you graduated?
yeah, Because you know how the final grades and stuff. Never let boys ruin your life, you know? Like, why did I do that?
Men.
Men
Am I
are the
right?
worst.
That's funny. I was also like top 10 in high school. Then I actually like got senioritis and I dropped down to like top 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
But your school was really big, right?
Yeah. I was like graduating class of like 400.
Damn, that's big.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because like I think like the top 20 juniors get to like attend the senior graduation as like you hold like wreaths or something. I don't know. It was very weird.
Yeah. At that age? Wreaths? You said they would hold wreaths?
I forgot what it was, but we held something for the senior graduation. But in my head, I was like, I don't like this. It was weird. But I guess it was like a privilege to like be there.
Either, yeah, know. For sure. They but honor those kids. You
but
know?
It's funny because like I feel like all the smart kids in high school have their own little like group, and I just like wasn't in that group.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And I don't know why. I feel like my grades were just as good as theirs, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe I was just like shy.
Also, I feel like there's like those people that are like really smart and like they just think they are really better than other people, yeah. You know?
Oh, so we're the same.
We are. I'm telling you, we are in love.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. Very clicky, smart kids.
Yeah, I feel it.
I always wonder, like, where are they now? I guess that's what Facebook is for. Yeah.
I will say, though, like, the smart kids in my school, they were really nice.
Oh. You just said they were clicky.
No, but they were nice. But obviously, they still had that little group. Oh. And first, like, there's always that something that I just always felt left out, you know? But, I mean, it's cool. Like, do you? I don't care. I don't really. I'm not holding you words, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, like, it was, like, the smart kids that would, like, argue with the teacher. And then I feel like me, like, I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
As long as I got my grades in.
Yeah, I always think Adrian's, like, the smartest guy ever. Like, I always, like...
Questionable.
He's just so smart to me.
Questionable.
No, not questionable. He passed his exam with no studying, and it is a six-hour exam.
I studied for it. I did study. Even Simon said...
Yeah,
say even it. Simon said that I would study at work, and he would catch me studying at work.
But, like, literally... I'm over here, like, doing, like, problems, like, in hand. He's just watching videos and, like, taking it in. Like, it's just so simple and easy for him. Like,
everyone learns differently.
And that is okay. I'm just saying, you're just really smart.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. In elementary school, I was in the GATE program.
How was that? What is that experience in the GATE program?
It is very, how do I say this? Isolating.
How come?
So, I don't live here anymore, but I grew up in Baldwin Park, California. I don't know how. I don't even know how this works. You know, your parents just do stuff and you get into the program. You know, I don't know how I got into the GATE program or why. You know, I don't know if there's no test or anything. But they would take you out of class to go to a different school to attend a special lesson. And it was very, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just isolating because, like, oh, you're getting pulled out of class and everyone looks at you like, oh, where's that guy going? You know?
Yeah.
I would literally wait in front of the school by myself and get picked up by a school bus to go to this different school.
But, like, what did you do at the other school?
It was...
Like, wait, sorry. Were you, like, the only one in the class?
I think there's... I was the only one in the class, but I want to say there's, like, only two or three other kids in the whole school.
Oh, that's crazy.
And we would go to, yeah, a different school and attend, like, a lesson for, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what happened. Because I also moved somewhere else.
That's a little scary, you know?
Yeah, it's a little weird to, like, take a school bus, you know.
No, not even that. How do you remember everything before, but you don't remember what happened in the program?
I remember what happened in the program.
That's what I was asking.
Oh.
Did you guys learn? What did you do at the other school?
I don't know if I only attended a couple times, but there's this one lesson. They gave us a paper bag, like when you go get takeout, like the Ramen Tatsunoya one.
Mm-hmm.
They give you that paper bag, and they said, "Look at it. Now make your own out of paper. Here's construction paper. Oh. You have to see how it folds." Yeah, they had special lessons like that.
That's cool.
I guess, but I think about I guess it's critical thinking.
Yeah.
Something different from the classroom.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird time. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did not have that.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. If you're in the gate,
bro. Oh, you know what?
I want some validation that someone else experienced this and it wasn't a fever dream.
No, I don't think I ever remember that.
Did you have any special classes?
I also went to a private school, in elementary.
So your whole education was special lessons.
I'm just special in general. I'm just kidding. I'm just special.
That's not PC.
It's not. But I'm just a special girl, you know. I'm just kidding.
How do you know? How do you know that your child is special? Because I feel like every parent thinks their child is special.
Yeah, I know.
Every
definitely.
Child thinks that their child is smart.
But I mean, you did skip a grade.
That's a different story, though.
Mm. I don't know. That's so crazy. Why was I not included in that? Or why was I not tested in that? But it might be because of private.
So you went to a private elementary school?
Mm-hmm. We went to church. Went to masses.
Oh, went to Catholic school?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Is the rumor true that Catholic school kids go crazy?
I don't know. You tell me. I think so. No, I don't think so.
We didn't go to Catholic high school.
Yeah, I think the Catholic high school girls, I think that's the one that
go crazy.
I don't think I was ever crazy until I went to college. And I don't even think I was that crazy. There's other girls that went crazier, you know.
So it looks like our time is getting close to an end. I think there's a segment that you wanted to
include.
In corporate. See, this is why I don't think I'm smart.
I think he's so smart, you guys. He's okay. The smartest. Okay, so this segment is, what are you most grateful for this week? And, oh, I don't have a name. Sorry. Ending?
The ending segment.
I don't know what to call it. Okay, we'll come up with it later. But, yeah, the question, so we're going to talk about every time we charge the car, and we're going to talk about what we're grateful for and what we can work on the following week.
What we can work on?
Yes. We always want to be better and improve on our life.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. You can go first. What are you most grateful for?
I am grateful for friendships.
Can you elaborate, please?
Backstory, we just we just finished hanging out with Simon and Mimi. I don't know, it's just nice to have friends.
And just have nice people to just talk to comfortably without feeling forced
or you're being judged.
Yeah. I think we definitely have that kind of friendship where we're not being judged when we say stupid things or do stupid things.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. This is so corny. This is so weird. But I will say that I am most grateful for having a very loving boyfriend who listens to me Just backstory, just had a rough week, you know, just ended up
That's okay.
crying a lot more deeper than it needed to be.
No, okay.
Yeah. But like, you know, Adrian just does such a good job of like creating a safe space for me. 'Cause I like literally never talk about how I feel or like how deep things go. I just like kind of keep it like it is what it is. Like I'm gonna let it go. But like it was just really hard this week. But Adrian just kept, I don't know, so composed, so like calm and like very reassuring that we're gonna get through it together. And it was just nice to know that so I have someone to, you know, rely on and like have someone to listen to.
I'm nervous.
Why?
I'm getting shy.
Don't be shy, baby girl.
Girl,
Baby girl, do not
don't
be
gas me up like that
shy.
and tell me
Oh,
not to be
damn, this is
shy.
just a podcast for me to gas up Adrian.
I know, right?
I just keep giving him compliments, but you know, I just never like got one.
What?
And I'm just kidding. No, that's such a
It's the
lie.
privacy of our own home.
And when we're both alone and no one hears it, when he's just like, "Hey, I like Oh, okay. The other part was, what can we work on this week?
You go first. I went first last time.
This week I will work on sleeping a lot earlier. Yeah, I was really grumpy this week. Like literally all week. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I was just really grumpy all week. I was just mean to everyone. Yeah, so I really want to get more sleep throughout the week. Like I don't want to be running on 5, 6 hours of sleep.
For me, I think I want to open my study book that I bought like 3 weeks ago. I think Max, we're trying to like do a 75 hard. But I think for me, it's like I slowly have to work up to it. Where it's like I think like the first week was like eating a little better. The second week was like waking up early to work out. And then this next week is gonna be doing all of that plus studying. And I think after that, then yeah, diet, exercise, and studying. And just kind of keep that ball rolling until I die. But yeah, I guess that brings our podcast to a close, our first episode. If you're listening to this, thank you for sticking around till the very end. Anything you want to add?
No, have a great week.
Like, comment, subscribe, leave an emoji in the comments below. Give them an emoji if they're listening to this. What emoji should they leave?
The alien one.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Good enough for me. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.